You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Banners, posters, and lawn signs in store and online at 627.15. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer. See store staples.com/signs for details.
President Obama's health care law produces a new wrinkle at tax time. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The law offers tax credits for people without job-connected health insurance so they can buy private coverage. It's tied to income, so taxpayers must accurately estimate how much they are going to make for the coming year. If you guess on the low side, there is more help now with premiums, but you owe more later at tax time. If you guess on the high side, the refund checks should be bigger. The Treasury Department says the average refund is large enough to offset any repayment in most cases. Initial reports suggest a fairly even split between tax return winners and losers. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The fraternity at the center of the now discredited Rolling Stone rape article says the story was defamatory and reckless, and they are pursuing legal action against the magazine. Phi Kappa Psi claims the article was viewed by millions, led to members being ostracized, and there was vandalism at the fraternity house. The magazine has retracted the story and apologized. U.S. service firms expanded at a slightly slower yet healthy pace in March, an encouraging sign after multiple reports last week pointed to a slowing economy. The Institute for Supply Management says its service indexes slipped to 56.5% last month. Sales fell and dragged down the overall index, but measures of hiring and orders rose, evidence that service firms may see solid growth in the coming months. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to U.S. Say Radio News.
Hi. Oh. And we're live here at Hot in Hunterdon, and we will be joined in just one moment with Bob Burns, who's on the telephone. So we're going to try to see if our technical acceptability here allows us to get Bob on the phone. But I have Richard here with me, so I know he's going to make that happen. And I just wanted to start us out with our quote for the day. We're going to be speaking with Bob Burns, who we'll be talking to in just a moment about his great work, and we wanted to start off with a quote because Bob believes in positive thinking. So there's a quote from Buddha, which is one of my favorite, which says, "The mind is everything. What you think, you become. Train your mind to see positive in every situation." So let's see if we can get Bob on the phone with us.
Asking.
Bob, are you with us?
I think so.
Oh, look at that. That was seamless. That never happens to me.
Have Bob talk again.
Bob, can you thank you for joining us here at Hot in Hunterdon. We appreciate you calling in to spend the hour with us from 4 to 5 today. And Richard was able to get this hour off since I came back early. So thanks for allowing me to do the interview with you. I'm Georgine Trinkle, your host here at Hot in Hunterdon.
Well, I'm Bob Burns, and
the sound level is fine.
I'm your guest.
Sound level is fine.
Let's get started.
Yeah, you're cool.
Excellent. Great. I am good to go. I appreciate you agreeing to do this, and I know that you have a show here at the Hunterdon Chamber Radio. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
You know, the name of the show is Living Consciously, and that's on Friday afternoons between 2 and 3, and the reason I came up with that title, it's congruent with a book that I'm writing entitled Beyond Thought. And most people do not live consciously. Most people, I'll give you an example, okay? I'll be walking into a parking lot to get in my car, and people will be driving around looking for a parking place, and I will wave. I'm holding my keys up, and I point to my car. They wave back and keep on going and park further away because most people operate on rote, R-O-T-E. And if people would stop and think, then all of a sudden they would save steps. They would save so much from stopping and thinking. And another example is the programs or the advertisers on television. That's why I don't hardly watch TV at all anymore, because the TV programs you to get sick so they can sell medicine. And, you know, when we become aware of all of this, it has less of an impact, but the majority of people are not aware. And that's my thought.
Well, that sounds very interesting. And this book that you've written other books as well, have they all been on the conscious thought process?
Well, I've written, I've got two on Amazon. One is called Quotes, Poems, and Metaphors. That's available as a download book. People can get it. And it's original quotes. And one of my favorite quotes in that book, I've got a lot of them. I've written over 25 to 30 quotes that are on my website. But my favorite one is, once you discover your purpose in life, you will realize you've always known it.
And how do you...
And a lot of people go through life without realizing why they came here, because we didn't come here by accident. We came here for a purpose. But, you know, that is taken from us by the clergy. That is taken from us by our teachers, our parents. And everybody is well-meaning, but, you know, when you get to a certain point in your life, you do not realize that you are taking somebody's purpose away from them mentally.
Now,
that's my thought. That's just my thought. It's not based on anything other than my own experience, but I'm beginning to see it more and more and more.
I was reading one of your blogs, Bob, and you were talking about the power of positive thinking, and just with your keys, if you thought you were going to lose your keys, lo and behold, you know, a few minutes later, you couldn't find your keys.
Mm-hmm.
So you believe that when you have negative thoughts... you really have to train your mind to always be positive and to always think positive thoughts?
Well, let's put it this way. I think it's emotionally and intellectually impossible to constantly think positive thoughts, because negative stuff is going to pop in, because the world is full of negativity. However, what I do recommend to people is, once you become aware of a negative thought, replace it. And because they're going to pop in, you can't stop them. Just like you can't stop the rain, you can't stop the dark or anything like that. But negative thoughts will pop in. And I tell people, if you start feeling negative or you start feeling down, I said the best thing I can suggest to do is listen to your breathing and count your breaths in and out. Because that'll take your mind off negative thoughts, because the conscious mind can only handle one or two things at a time. So that's what I suggest.
Bob, I'd like to touch on something you said earlier about the purpose of life. For a lot of people, they live their lives without really knowing what their passion is and what their drive is. Do you have any advice for people that are sort of floundering, that have a job, but it's not a job that they love, or just things really aren't popping for them? Is there a way that they can find their purpose?
Well, you know, I stumbled into mine, or I should say I was guided into it. I started doing what I'm doing now, public speaking, hypnotherapy, neuro-linguistic programming, and Reiki. In other words, working with energy. I started back in the late 80s, early 90s. Prior to that, I was a contractor. I haven't had a job working for somebody else since 1966. And, you know, I like to create my own destiny. Sometimes it's been wonderful and sometimes it's been awful. But, I mean, when you're in charge of your thing. Now, as far as what you just asked me, what I tell people, what I suggest to people, is sit down with a piece of paper and draw a line down the middle and write down things that you do not want to do and things that you do want to do. And I'm not talking about sleep or go on dates. I'm talking about as far as accomplishing something, giving your life purpose. And when you come across something that you get emotional or excited about, or something that you would do for no money at all, then there's a way to figure out how to get paid for it. And that is what, you know, that's I enjoy what I do. I love what I do. I wouldn't do anything else. I really do. I love it. I love helping people. I coach a lot of people. Tuesday's my big coaching day. And, you know, I work with a lot of people on the phone, and I love doing seminars. I've done seminars all over the country. I've done trainings in hypnotherapy and neurolinguistics, teaching people and certifying them. And I just like helping others. That's my main thing. And my fees are less than a lot of other people, because I don't believe in ripping anybody off. I just believe in getting paid for the value I'm giving.
I'd love to talk to you a little bit about the corporate coaching that you do. Do you do one-on-one coaching? Is it a team approach? Can you tell me a little bit about that?
know, I do coaching. I'll give you an example, okay? Say I was coaching you, all right? You hired me as a coach, all right? What I would do is I would ask you what you want to accomplish, okay? And you say, suppose you say, well, I really want to, you know, help more people and so on and so forth. Then I would ask you, how do you plan on doing that? And what I would do is I would give you assignments the first time. Then we would get into, like this one girl I coach, and I gave her some tips on how to recognize, because she's in sales. So I said, now, when somebody comes to your counter, I said, what do you say to them? And I said, do you compliment them? I said, the other thing which a lot of people don't realize, and I know I'm going fast, I'm getting ahead of myself, which I do often anyway, but what I like to do is say, okay, now, somebody comes up to the counter and say you're selling jewelry, and you see them and you envision one of the necklaces that you have or bracelets that you have in your counter, and you picture it on them. Now, what a lot of people do not realize is that all decisions are made at the subconscious level, but they're verified and, you know, with logic at the conscious level. I mean, why would somebody go out and spend $150,000, $200,000 on a Mercedes when they can spend $30,000 or $40,000 on a Ford, get to the same place, get its emotion and ego? So if you can picture somebody wearing something, and then when you recognize when they've made a decision to buy it, which they will tell you without even telling you verbally, because 8% of communication is verbal, which means 92% is nonverbal. And when somebody's looking at something and you see them touch themselves, like touch their forehead, rub their arms, squeeze their hands together or something, they've made a purchasing decision. Now, I told her this, and her business is starting to go faster and faster and faster because I give her all of these buying signs and everything. And then what I leave somebody with is an assignment for the next time I talk to them. Okay, did you do this, this, and this? And I've had people actually say, I knew you were calling me tomorrow, and I went out and got everything done. But it's basically being accountable. And, yeah, I do a lot of coaching one-on-one. And when I do a seminar, I offer everybody one free coaching session within a week, if they call me within a week. And for every 10 that call me, 5 will sign up. But it keeps what I've taught them, what I've told them, it keeps it going. That's the whole thing.
Okay, Bob, we're going to go to a quick commercial break. And then when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about purpose of life and how... I want to know and ask about if you've always been writing, that you ended up being an author. So just stay with us, and we'll be back here at Houghton Hunter. And thank
you. I'll be here when you come back.
Great. Yeah. Thanks.
I'm Dave Lang with Insight Financial Services and a proud member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Even in this difficult economy, our family of companies, including Insight Financial, Premier College Funding, and the Insight Tax and Accounting Group, have grown and prospered. I believe that our participation in all of the opportunities that the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce offers to its members strongly contributes to our success.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
And we're back here at Houghton Hunterdon, and because it's such a beautiful day, I want to make sure that I give everyone the weather today. It is 72 degrees. It is beautiful outside. It is mild. The sun is out. The cold, harsh winter seems like it was many, many years ago. And I hope everyone has a chance today to enjoy the beautiful day, because tonight we have a chance of showers after 3 a.m. And then we're looking tomorrow, which is Tuesday, April 7th, showers mainly after 8 a.m. But it will be another warm and mild day with a high near 59. So I think we'll take that weather, even with the rain. Definitely bring the umbrella out tomorrow. And then the next few days, we have chance of rain every day. Now, when Bob's show is on, which is Fridays from 2 to 3, called Living Consciously here at the Hunterdon County Internet Chamber Radio, you can expect to have a high near 68 on Friday. So we're going to bring Bob Burns back on the phone. We're talking about his work as a motivational and educational coach and about his workshops. And he's a author of 4 different books. And I want to ask him a little bit about how he broke into that field, if he was writing always as a, you know, forever, or if that's something that is part of his finding purpose in life.
Well, it's funny about the writing. Okay, I've worked with a lot of clients. I had an office over on Route 22 in Lebanon, right by the Stewart's Roof there, back in 1999. I think it was in 98, 99. I had an office there, and I would take notes. Okay, now the notes that I was doing, I would not name people or anything like that, but I kept a lot of notes into my mind and everything, basically about relationships. I have been divorced since 1997. And I've been keeping these notes and things that have popped into my mind. And one day my daughter was going through the notes and she said, "Dad, why don't you turn this into a book? You got some interesting stuff here." I said, "Nah, who'd read it?" She said, "Oh, I would." She said, "This looks very interesting." So I figured, how am I going to do that? So I went down to the store down the street, and I picked up 2 notebooks with tabs in them. And the only way I could organize this was I put chapter titles on the tabs. Then I went through all my notes, and whatever was congruent with the chapter title, I wrote in the notebook. And then when I was done, I got her back. I gave it to her to type, because I didn't have a computer at the time. And she typed it up, and when she typed it up, I put a title on it, and it's called The Inner Dynamics of Successful Relationships. And inner dynamics means inner, in other words, your emotional dynamics of successful relationships. In other words, how you feel about things. And a couple of years later, I got it published. And it's been out for a while. It's done well. It's done slow. And somebody told me that the inner dynamics title, I should have just put the dynamics of successful relationships and left the word inner out. So I might put the book back out again, because I've added a lot more, you know, I've added a lot more knowledge to my head and a lot more notes to my notebook. I also have another book that really doesn't fit with that. It's a short book. And it's called Divorce, Things to Consider. And that goes over expletives of, for example, why are you getting a divorce? Why are you doing this? And then what I suggest you do. Having been divorced twice, I felt experienced enough to write it. And that's just a little short book. Then I have one entitled Heartfelt Poetry. And that's got filled with poetry. And I figured with the name Robert Burns, that might help. And it did. And then last but not least, I've got the Coach Poems and Metaphors book, which is also up on, that's only about 30 or 40 pages, but it's got original quotes, a lot of original poems, and, you know, some little metaphorical stories in it, so people will have a better understanding of metaphors. And then I have another book I'm writing now. I have a book I wrote with a friend of mine, a children's book called The Chicken and the Pig, and we're hoping to get that out by midsummer. And last but not least is Beyond Thought. And that's basically what about the radio show is about thinking, which most people don't. And if you go to my LinkedIn account, you will see I've got a lot of blogs on there about different things that I've heard and read and found out for myself. And Earl Nightingale, who was one of my favorite authors back in the 80s, he passed away in 89, but he said, you know, people can have anything in the world that they want. The biggest challenge is people don't know what they want. And he said, everything somebody wants, they have a house, they have a car, they have a roof, they have a refrigerator, etc. But people don't know what they want, and also people don't write goals down. And if you write goals down and you put a completion date on it, then it's a goal. But if you do not put a completion date, it's a wish. And it's just, you know, it's amazing what I have picked up and what I have done and how my life has changed over the past several years. It's absolutely and totally mind-boggling. And my whole purpose, quite honestly, at this point, is to share that with other people so they can have the benefits that I've had.
You know, I think a lot of people, especially when we talk about gender issues with women who do not always put themselves first, You write a lot about how important it is to take care of yourself first.
It is.
And you had a very unique way of putting that, talking about the need to make sure that we're whole and we're healthy and that we can't help anyone unless we take care of ourselves first.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's common sense.
But
I had a man say to me one time, he said, nope, he said, I love my wife and my two kids more than I love me. He said, and that's final. I said, oh, I said, that's wonderful. I said, good for you. I said, let me ask you this. I said, if your wife and two kids came up and asked you for $50, if you didn't have it, could you give it to them? He said, well, of course not. I said, well, if you don't love yourself, you can't give away love. And he thought about it for a minute. He said, I never thought of it that way. I said, that's the challenge. Most people do not think.
Yeah,
but it's common sense. If you love yourself, you can give love away. If you don't, you can't. You can't give away what you don't have.
I think that's the problem. A lot of people aren't thinking these things,
exactly.
And so they're not applying logic to it, and they're not really able to control their own destiny because of that.
Mm-hmm. And yet they don't realize they are in control of their destiny, and yet most people do not know that.
Now, I know Richard was talking about your program from 2 to 3 on Fridays here at the Hunterdon County Internet Radio, and about the ability to really provide a way to think your life through. You were talking earlier about setting goals in order to achieve something, otherwise it's just a dream. But you do believe that if there's something that you want, a goal or an accomplishment, if you can plan it out and plot it out, you can achieve it?
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt about it. Let me give you an example. When I got my Master Practitioner in Neurolinguistics, I received that honor out in NLP Comprehensive in Denver, Colorado, back in 91. And they had a goal-setting workshop. And I was sitting in the back, and so I figured, I know what I want. I don't need to write it down. And then when she told the class, that she said, I wrote down 100 goals a year ago, and I've already accomplished 85 of them. I moved up to the front and got my pad out. Okay, that caught my interest. So what I did when I came home, I wrote down 4 goals. I figured, let me write down 4, and I read them every night before I went to bed, and I read them every morning when I first woke up, and the goals were to become a master clinical hypnotherapist within 1 year. Okay, and I put down a date by December 1st of whatever year that was, 1992, 93, whatever. I said, to snorkel in the Caribbean at minimum of one time by the same date. And the third one was to attend church at the Crystal Cathedral in Garden Grove, California, Robert Schuller's church. The same date, and also to fly in the Concorde. All right, now, I read those goals every morning when I got up, before I even got out of bed. I read them, because when you first get up, your conscious and your subconscious are pretty much aligned. Okay, and then just before I went to sleep, before I turned the light out, I read those goals. And I did that for 3 to 4 weeks. And then I finally said, this is ridiculous. And I threw the goal sheet in the drawer, and I closed the drawer, and I never read them again. But what happened was, a year later, I took them out. Now, the only one I didn't get was the Concorde, because they took the Concorde out of the air. But I'd been to the Cathedral twice. I was a master clinical hypnotherapist, and I got the worst sunburn you could imagine, snorkeling in the Caribbean. And it just blew me away. I said, I didn't even think about it. I just did all these things. But it was programmed in. Just like when you get up from the chair, you don't stop and think, well, I'll start walking with my left foot today. You just start walking. You know, and it was automatic. It was automatic. And I've been doing it ever since. And it works. It's wonderful, because your subconscious mind is a servo mechanism that will take you wherever you program it. But it has to be exact. I've had people say to me, well, I set a goal. I want more money. I said, well, let's get together. I'll give you $1 and you'll have more money. I said, how much more do you want? Well, I want 20,000 more. I said, write it down. Write it down. Write it down. And I want $20,000 more than I normally make a year by the end of, you know, by a date. You've got to put a date on it. And if you read it in the morning and read it at night for at least 3 weeks, it'll happen. It has to happen. It's amazing. But people do not do it because they do not believe it.
And so they should be action-oriented, something tangible. Like, not I want to be happy, but, you know, the goals or actions of the things that make you happy.
Yeah, well, define happiness, okay? What will make you happy? Okay, you already have happiness inside of you. Certain things, the right person, the right house, the right... will bring that happiness out, but it's already in there. Famous Amos said it. He said, happiness is an inside job. And have you ever seen those trucks that ride around and say, safety is my goal?
Yes.
That's a farce. Safety cannot be a goal because a goal needs a completion date. That should be rewritten to safety is my mission. You know? And when I see that, it drives me up a wall. Safety is my mission. I mean, it's on a daily basis. It's not a goal.
Maybe we should put that on the goal sheet and get that changed.
Mm-hmm. Really? Really? I mean, that makes such a big difference, the way you word things. And the language is abused constantly. And, you know, since I've been referred to as a wordsmith, and yet you're talking to a man, when I was in school, I almost failed English and language.
Really?
But, you know, right now, the meanings of words have so much impact to our emotions. And I just find it mind-boggling that people can abuse. Words have started wars. Words have ended wars. Okay? Words start divorce. Words start marriage. I mean, it's all done with words. Which is pretty amazing when you consider only 8% of communication is verbal. I mean, when you think about that. Think of the power of words. Only 8% of our communication does all of that.
Okay. Well,
do I have you thinking?
You have me thinking. I was thinking about the work that you do with your clients, and if you talk about the outcome-oriented statements and goal statements and those kind of things, is that part of your coaching?
Well, when I have somebody, say somebody will come and call me up and they'll say, Bob, I want to lose weight. And the first thing I'll say, are you a loser? Well, no, I'm not a loser. I said, then you can't lose weight, but I can help you become thinner. Okay, that's it with the coaching, and that's with my sessions that I do with people. I want to quit smoking. Can you make me quit smoking? Well, I can't make you do anything. And if you're not a quitter, you're not going to quit smoking, but I can help you become a non-smoker. Okay, and it's all in the words. When I coach, when I work with people in using neurolinguistics, when I work with people using hypnosis, and I like to combine the two. There's not a lot of people around here that combine the two. Because neurolinguistics is the way the words impact the nervous system, and hypnosis is relaxing people. And you relax them, and then you use the proper dialogue. For example, somebody comes to me and I realize within about a minute or two of meeting them that they are a visual learner. Okay, they learn more by seeing than they do by hearing or doing. Because we all learn all three ways, but we all have a dominant. And when you figure out the person's dominant, when you work with them or coach them, you work with their dominant learning style and they get it much quicker.
I think most people would be surprised that there are three ways to learn.
Oh, yeah.
And yet,
well, I've done this seminar, and people who have attended have been school teachers, and they said, you know, I did what you said. My class is doing better.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, I mean, if somebody wants to teach me something, they'll show me because I'm a visual learner. And you can tell a visual learner because they talk fast. They're keeping up with the pictures in their mind. Okay, then you have the auditory learner, the one who learns by listening, and you tell him what you want. And we all, like I said, we all learn all three ways, but we have a dominant way of learning, a favored way of learning. And then the kinesthetic learner who learns by emotion will learn by doing, okay? And he'll get a feeling for it or she'll get a feeling for it. And when you can recognize the learning styles, you can teach people so much quicker and you can guide them so much quicker.
And that's why I believe the best teachers know and are able to alter and adjust their learning for people so that they can absorb knowledge and whatever subject it is. You can't, not everyone learns the same way, so it's good to have different methodologies. Bob, we're going to take a little bit of a break here for the news, but again, this is Bob Burns we have here on Hot and Hunterdon. And Bob, besides being an author of several different books, some which are on Amazon.com, and I know at least one is on the Kindle that you can actually download right to your Kindle. And you have books, quotes, poems, and metaphors, which is your shorter book. And then you have several other books, including Divorce, Things to Consider. So we have an author and a motivational and educational.
I also have a whole about 30 or 40 audio programs.
Oh, great. Okay, we're going to talk about that as soon as we come back. Right now, we're going to go to the news. Thank you, Bob, so much for staying with us here at Hot and Hunterdon.
My pleasure.
USA Radio News. I'm Kelly Sloan. Kentucky Senator Rand Paul is preparing for a 2016 presidential campaign. The libertarian-leaning Republican is expected to make a formal announcement tomorrow. AP correspondent Philip Elliott says Paul is targeting people who may not have been receptive to the GOP in the past.
He's been about this for the last couple of years, going to college campuses, going into minority communities, saying, you know what, if the Republican Party only counts on Republicans who've shown up before, they're going to lose.
On the Democratic side, Hillary Clinton is expected to launch her campaign for the president in the coming days. Some members of Congress want a say in the Iran nuclear deal.
The congressionally mandated sanctions are what helped in a strong way get Iran to the table. And so certainly we should approve this deal. We should approve what we see prior to those being lifted.
That was Senate Foreign Relations Committee Chair Bob Corker on Fox News Sunday. He plans to introduce legislation on the issue next week. This is USA Radio News.
Would you wait several days for your cell phone to fully charge? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect?
When
you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Now, kid, I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right, I do. But occasionally, even I get stumped. I know, hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need, right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Kenya's military says it's launched airstrikes against militants in Somalia. The strike comes in response to last week's attack on a Kenyan college that killed 148 Christians. Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility and vowed to carry out more. And families are still trying to bury the victims. Experts are working nonstop to help identify everyone.
We had the National Bureau of Registration going through the fingerprints, matching them the entire night to make sure that scientifically we determined the identity of those bodies.
That was James Macharia, Kenyan Cabinet Secretary for Health. The Saudi-led coalition targeting Iranian-backed Shiite rebels in Yemen is asking Pakistan to contribute soldiers, raising the possibility of a ground offensive. Days of Saudi-led airstrikes have yet to halt the rebels' advance. The Western-backed president fled to Saudi Arabia last week. Many are fearing a three-sided civil war may erupt involving the rebels, a joint Arab force, and al-Qaeda affiliates. This is USA Radio News.
Did you have a baby last year? Or did you not have a baby last year despite all the subtle hints your mom kept dropping? Like building that crib? And asking for a number one grandma mug for Christmas, even though that's not how it works. You can't just ask to be awarded number one grandma. No matter what you went through last year, answering questions like, did you have a baby, is much simpler. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
Rolling Stone magazine is apologizing for a discredited article about an alleged gang rape at the University of Virginia. AP correspondent Larry O'Dell reports the article's author apologized in a statement saying she would not repeat the mistake she made when writing the November 2014 article, A Rape on Campus.
The writer did not try to contact three friends who had supposedly discouraged Jackie from reporting the assault to the authorities. Also, the writer failed to give enough details of the alleged assault when she contacted the fraternity for comment, and that made it difficult for the fraternity to investigate.
But University of Virginia President Teresa Sullivan is accusing Rolling Stone magazine of irresponsible journalism.
She said that the magazine article hurt efforts to fight sexual violence and harred the university's reputation and falsely accused some students of criminal acts and falsely depicted others as being indifferent to the suffering of their classmates.
Now the fraternity says they are pursuing legal action against the magazine, calling the article defamatory and reckless, leading to their members being ostracized. Lawyers for Boston Marathon bomber Zohar Tsarnaev will have another chance to try and convince jurors he was under the influence of his radicalized older brother when he took part in the bombing that killed three people 2 years ago. This is the second phase of the trial before the same jury. Go to usaheadlinenews.com for more updates and give us a like on Facebook. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
In America, we believe in a future that is better than today. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has been working hard for their clients' futures, never taking a bailout, helping generations achieve dreams, buy homes, put their kids through college, retire how they want to. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you feel more confident about your financial future. Put the strength of a global financial leader to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your dreams and goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
And this is your host, Georgine Trinkle. I'm here at Hot in Hunterdon, the Hunterdon Chamber Internet Radio show between 4 and 5. And I am joined on the phone with Bob Burns, who is a motivational and educational speaker, who is a master clinical hypnotherapist and a very noted author. And we were just going to talk about for a few minutes, Bob, if we can, about the downloads that you have available.
Okay. Well, before I get into that, I just want to touch on one incident which will kind of pound it home to people about the learning styles. I had this friend down in Hackensack, New Jersey, many years ago, and she had a five-year-old boy. And she was saying to him, she said, "Anthony, look at me when I talk to you." And he was paying any attention to her. And I said, "Doreen," I said, "did you ever stop to think that Anthony is an auditory learner?" And she said, "What do you mean?" I said, "He learns by listening." I said, "Say, Anthony, listen to me when I talk to you." So she said, "Anthony, listen to me when I talk to you." And he turned right around. So, because that's how he learned, by listening. He was an auditory learner. He wasn't a visual learner. And when she said, "Look at me when I talk to you," it fell on deaf ears, especially at 5 years old. But, I mean, when you learn how people learn, and I've done seminars called How to Talk to Your Children So They Understand. As far as the subliminals that I have, some of them are self-taught, some of them are subliminal. And all of the subliminals, some of their downloads on BobBurnsSpeaks.com, and they are available via CD on WeHaveChoices.net, okay? And they're all labeled on WeHaveChoices.net, and they're not labeled on Bob Burns Speaks yet, I don't think, but they might be. I haven't been to my website for a week. But anyway, the way they work, okay, we talk to ourselves constantly. They say, the experts say, we talk to ourselves 40 to 50,000 times in any given 24-hour period. And this is at the subconscious, below the level of awareness. And this is basically what determines the way we feel each day. If we have good, positive self-talk going, we feel good. If we have negative self-talk going, for example, a memory triggered from, you know, a week ago or 2 weeks ago or even years ago, then we don't feel so good. And what these CDs do is you play them, and you just play them, and all you're going to consciously hear is music. I have one playing now. I have one playing constantly. But the voices inside, I have male voices, I have female voices buried in the music. They all come with a script, so you know what you're hearing. And you can take them to Radio Shack. They can separate them so you can hear the voices, you know, if you don't believe the script. But here's the thing. When you play these, okay, they've got male voices, they've got female voices. They're said forward and around robin, and they're also stated in reverse, okay? And the reason they're stated in reverse is when your right hemisphere of your brain takes something in, it turns it around, it flips it. So in other words, you're basically whole brain technology. Okay, I am confident, confident am I. And, you know, so then there's another track of voice in there called the permissive track. It's okay to be confident. It's okay to like yourself. So you've got six tracks of voice in these CDs, in these downloads. And I tell people, when you get one of the CDs, and I sell them at my seminars for $15 a piece, buy three, get one free. And I tell people, if you play this a minimum of once a day, and you don't sit and listen to it, play it in your car, play it when you're sleeping, it's just music that you're hearing. I said, but if you don't realize results in 30 days, let me know. I'll send you your check back, and you keep the CD. And I've had nobody take me up on that yet because people are noticing differences. You can't help it. And it's amazing the way that works. And I learned from one of the best. And that particular gentleman is going to be on my show on the 15th of May. His name is Dr. Eldon Taylor, Medical Lake Washington. So.
And these, again, can be, you can go to BobBurnSpeaks.com, and you can get the downloads for these things. So you're actually hearing music, but you're actually being given a message.
Well, like one woman said, her boyfriend said, how does this work? You can't hear it. And she had just received a substantial increase in money playing the Create Wealth Consciousness CD for about 2 months. She received a substantial increase. But she said to him, and I thought this answer was perfect, she said, you hear it with your body.
Ah.
And I thought that was a very good answer for such a young person, about 25 years old. I thought that was really good.
That is an excellent answer. Okay, we're going to do a couple of quick commercials. And then when we come back, Bob, can we talk a little bit about the Healers Roundtable that's happening on April 16th? I believe you're one of the guest panelists.
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
I don't know what to say about it, having not attended yet, but I will do my best.
Okay, great. We'll do a couple commercials, and then we'll be back with Bob Burns.
Hi. I help students gain admission to colleges that are a great academic, social, and financial fit, where they will be successful, happy, and graduate on time with minimal debt. Email Diana at creativecollegeconsulting.com for a free consultation.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is a Forward New Jersey Coalition member.
London Bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down. London Bridge is falling down.
In August 2007, the I-35 bridge in Minneapolis collapsed, killing 13 people and injuring 145, including little children trapped on a school bus. The bridge had been rated structurally deficient, but those warnings were ignored.
Build it up with iron and steel, iron and steel.
In New Jersey, there are 479 bridges carrying over 8 million vehicles a day, rated worse.
Iron and steel will bend and bow, bend and bow, bend.
These aren't just bridges waiting to be fixed. They're tragedies waiting to happen. On June 30th, the state's transportation fund will be empty. We need to replenish it now, because next time, it could be your family on that bridge. Go to ForwardNewJersey.com and find out how you can help. Paid for by Forward New Jersey.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for staying with us. Today is April 6th, and we are here at Hot and Hunterdon, the Hunterdon Chamber Internet Radio. And we have with us on the phone Bob Burns. Bob, again, thank you so much for taking the hour to talk to us. I know that you're very busy, and you certainly have a lot going on. I wanted to mention that you are one of the guest panelists this month that the Hunterdon Chamber Internet Radio hosts, Fifth Dimensions Healing Energy. And every month they have a lively panel discussion, and you are going to be joined with Larry Cartwright, Jeanette Levine, and Kirsten Neusgruber talking about being the Healers Roundtable, so talking about healthy brain and healthy mind. And that's on April 16th. And I guess, I don't know if it's the first one, but you can call live on the air as well. So you'll be answering questions and being one of the panelists on this activity, it seems.
I'm looking forward to that. I really am, because I really think that people need to know, you know, with what I can and what these other people can share with them. I think it's very important because, you know, what gets me is what I can't figure out, and it doesn't prescription. Now, even though the prescription ad says, okay, you know, cancer may develop, you may not be able to go to the bathroom, you might have extreme stomach aches, and your vision may be blurred, but other than that, you'll have smooth skin with this medication. Why don't they just come to me or one of the other healers and have it taken care of naturally, going to the source instead of putting a Band-Aid on it? That just does not compute. And I'm 74, and I had a woman ask me many years ago, she said, Bob, she said, what medications are you on? And I looked at her and I smiled and I said, I have a bottle of ibuprofen in my medicine cabinet in case I get a toothache. She said, you're not on meds? I said, no. I said, why would I go on meds? I haven't been sick or been to the doctor. It'll be 30 years in June.
Well, I mean, I'm knocking on wood.
Well, you know, and the whole thing is, I think the biggest thing there is attitude. If you put good stuff into your mind controls your body. But if you listen to all of this garbage on the radio, you listen to this garbage, Zig Ziglar, one of the world's best speakers who passed away about a year and a half ago, but he had a saying that I loved. And when the first time I heard it, I shut my radio off and started listening to audio programs, and it was, you're what you are and where you are because of what's gone into your mind. You can change what you are and change where you are by changing what goes into your mind. And I'm telling you, that is so true. That is so true. And, you know, if we are all victims or producers, we are all products of what we have put into our minds and what other people have put into our minds. Change your mind, change your life. That's the saying of Dr. Wayne Dyer, who's my mentor. Change your mind, change your thoughts, change your life. And it is so true. We have so much control. And it was Nelson Mandela that said it's not our inadequacies that we fear, it's the power that we have. And he said that in his 1994 inaugural address, but that's a quote from Marianne Williamson. And I mean, we do have the power to do what we want, to do what we can do, but we don't know it, and we don't exercise it. We run to the doctor, and we take a pill, and so on.
And it's
insane, that's all.
And I think it's a good point about people who have a health issue because so many things come at you at once. You're in crisis, and we all know when we're in crisis, it's not the best time to make decisions. We're not, logically approaching a solution to something, but through a really conscious effort and through positive thoughts, I think that it absolutely can impact positively on someone's health, especially when you're going through a difficult diagnosis. It just seems to be very important to think positively.
Well, it does. It makes a big difference. And let me share with you, which I haven't shared yet. I've shared it on my show. I'm a recovering alcoholic. I've been sober 31 years. I'm an ex-smoker. I haven't used tobacco for 29 years. Okay? It's just, and what I put into my mind, I don't get sick. I don't get sick. Why? Because I don't eat the healthiest. But, you know, and I knew this woman down in Doylestown because I lived in Pennsylvania for a number of years. And she only ate organically grown food. And I rented a room from her for a short period of time. She ate organically grown food, drank purified water, which I drink purified water. But, I mean, and she was very fussy about what she put into her body. But I would hear her on the phone with her girlfriends talking about cancer, talking about AIDS, talking about all these different diseases. And she was constantly sick. And I said to her, I said, Karen, I said, what's bigger, more important, what you put into your mind or what you put into your body? She said, oh, what you put into your body. I said, then how come I don't eat as healthy as you do and I haven't been sick? Why is that? And she thought, you know, she said, you might have a point there. I said, your mind controls your body. Your body does not control your mind.
Well, Bob, did you get her to start thinking positively about this?
Do I think positively about what?
Did you get her to start to think your way? Was she?
I hope so.
Okay.
I hope so. Really, I mean, you know, I mean, how much can a person take? She'd had a mastectomy, and I mean, how much more can a person take? Really, I hope she turns around on my way of thinking. But
I hope
so
too.
And I'm not saying everybody has to have my way of thinking. I mean, there's a variety of thoughts out there, but when you can control your own health and everything like that, it's amazing what you can do with your mind.
Absolutely, and positive thoughts are very important. healthy brain, okay, as you refer to it. So again, we'll remind everyone the third Thursday of each month, there's a healer's roundtable from 5 to 6 p.m. And this month, on April 16th, the topic is healthy brain, healthy minds. And we have four people on the panel, including you, Bob Burns, who is a radio host here at the Hunterdon Chamber Internet Radio. And that your show is on Fridays. And your show is on Fridays from 2 to 3 p.m. called Living Consciously.
Right, exactly.
Excellent. And I know sometimes you have different speakers on. But
oh, yeah. I have a good lineup coming for May. I've got a fellow by the name of Jim Britt, who was Anthony Robbins' first teacher.
Oh.
Most people have heard of Tony Robbins, but
absolutely,
Jim is going to be my guest. I've got Andrea Nirenberg, who has written three New York Times bestsellers. One of them is Nonstop Networking. She's going to be my guest. I've got a lot of top people coming because I've contacted so many people, and you know, I've got over 3,600 connections on LinkedIn, and that's where I make a lot of my connections with people to be on the show.
Wow, and it sounds like, Bob, you're very passionate about what you do, and you want to share the success that you've had and the way that you have been able to focus on goals and outcomes, and it seems like you really want to share that with other people as broadly as possible. I know we talked a little bit, you do the corporate outreach, but you also do personal coaching, I'm assuming through the downloads people can also get some of the seminars or workshops that you do.
They won't get the seminars and workshops for the downloads. They'll get my CDs. I'm going to start putting the seminars and workshops up, though. I have a new webmaster named Kathy, and she is excellent. And if I send her an email, the information I want up on the website is up in 24 hours. And the person I had before that, it took about a week or two.
Oh. And what is that website so people can visit that, Bob?
Okay, I'm going to say it, and then I'm going to spell it, okay? BobBurnsSpeaks.com. And that's BobBurnsSpeaks. SPEAKS.com. And the reason I spelled it is a lot of people will leave out a BS.
Oh, okay. And for our listeners, they can also go on the Hunterdon Chamber Internet Radio website, go to the hosts, and then I believe your website and your blogs are linked in to the Hunterdon Chamber page. So
my other website is wehavechoices.net. And that came to me when I was talking to a group in Meriden, Connecticut, at the Mary Kay Group. And I had just come out of the hospital because I had been in depressed, and I went in to get a week of peace and quiet so I could get out of this rut that I was in. This was in 2001. And it's amazing. When I had that week of peace and quiet, I came out and wrote the book, you know, got the book published and everything. But I did a seminar, and I was talking to one of the directors up there. There was about 50 or 60 women at this seminar. And she came up to me, and she said, "Mr. Burns," she said, "your eye story really pulled at our heartstrings." She said, "But what you told us is that we have choices," and that's where I came up with the name for that website, We Have Choices.
I think that's an excellent name, and I think it's a powerful message that you talk about taking care of ourselves first, being conscious about our decisions and our thoughts, our everyday thoughts, as well as our larger goals, in order to find achievement and some success. And obviously, I mean, I really appreciate you sharing about your recovery and you know, being alcohol and tobacco free. I think that a lot of people are able to see that as a way we can always have change. We can always affect change in our lives if we want it.
And can I share one quick story? And
sure.
Then I will let you go because I know we're running out of time. I was doing a talk to an AA group out in Allentown, Pennsylvania several years ago. And there was a woman in the back of the room, and she said, "What good is this going to do me?" She said, "It won't do me any good whatsoever." She said, and she was a beautiful young lady in her mid to late 30s. She said, "I'm a single mom, and I can't do this, I can't do that. I'm struggling to keep make ends meet and everything." So I said to her, I said, "What chances would you give a little black girl down in the South who had been raped, gave birth to a stillborn, was thrown out of elementary school for being incorrigible? What kind of a chance would you give her?" And everybody said, "No chance whatsoever." I said, "Well, you all know who she is." And they looked at me, I said, "Oprah Winfrey." I said, "Now, And the woman came up to me afterwards and she said, thank you. I know there's a reason I came here tonight. She said, thank you. You gave me hope. I said, no, you gave yourself hope just from listening to that story.
That was an excellent story. I'm glad we had time for it again. Bob, thank you so much for joining us. I'll remind our listeners here that they can listen to you Fridays from 2 to 3 on your internet radio show here at Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce called Living Consciously.
I've got two nutritionists coming on this Friday.
Excellent. Oh, that sounds great. They can also listen to you on April 16th and even call in. Do you take calls during your regular broadcast, Bob? You do. Okay, so people can call in. And again, they can call in on April 16th from 5 to 6 on the air and have a conversation about everything from nourishment to a healthy brain to support and strategies dealing with different types of illnesses. And we're talking really about the Healers Roundtable, so I hope everyone joins you for that. And Bob, it's been a real pleasure having you here at Houghton Hunterdon.
It's been a pleasure being here. And people, think of your brain as a computer. Which you put in comes out. Okay?
Excellent. Okay. Much success to you, Bob. Thanks again.
Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Same to you. Thank you. Okay, and that is just about a wrap for our show today, which is a great show, I hope. I really enjoyed getting to know a little bit more about Bob and the work that he does with the motivational and educational speaking, as well as being an author. So we really appreciate him being on the air, and I hope you all listen to his shows on Fridays from 2 to 3, or if you catch the Healers Roundtable the third Thursday of each month from 5 to 6. So he does take callers, so if you have some questions about setting goals or how to develop the outcome strategy or to train your mind to think more positively, I'm sure you can call in on his show on Fridays from 2 to 3. And now we're going to go to our commercial and then the news. And then Ruth Ann will be on to talk to you from 5 to 6 today.
USA Radio News. I'm Kelly Sloan. Kentucky Senator Rand Paul is preparing for a 2016 presidential campaign. The libertarian-leaning Republican is expected to make a formal announcement tomorrow. AP correspondent Philip Elliott says Paul is targeting people who may not have been receptive to the GOP in the past.
He's been about this for the last couple of years, going to college campuses, going into minority communities, saying, you know what, if the Republican Party only counts on Republicans who've shown up before, they're going to lose.
On the Democratic side, Hillary Clinton is expected to launch her campaign for the president in the coming days. Some members of Congress want a say in the Iran nuclear deal.
The congressionally mandated sanctions are what helped in a strong way get Iran to the table. And so certainly we should approve this deal. We should approve what we see prior to those being lifted.
That was Senate Foreign Relations Committee Chair Bob Corker on Fox News Sunday. He plans to introduce legislation on the issue next week. This is USA Radio News.
Would you wait several days for your cell phone to fully charge? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect?
When
you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Now, kid, I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right, I do. But occasionally, even I get stumped. I know, hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need, right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Kenya's military says it's launched airstrikes against militants in Somalia. The strike comes in response to last week's attack on a Kenyan college that killed 148 Christians. Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility and vowed to carry out more. And families are still trying to bury the victims. Experts are working nonstop to help identify everyone.
We had the National Bureau of Registration going through the fingerprints, matching them the entire night to make sure that scientifically we determined the identity of those bodies.
That was James Macharia, Kenyan Cabinet Secretary for Health. The Saudi-led coalition targeting Iranian-backed Shiite rebels in Yemen is asking Pakistan to contribute soldiers, raising the possibility of a ground offensive.
Days of Saudi-led airstrikes have yet to halt the rebels' advance. The Western-backed president fled to Saudi Arabia last week. Many are fearing a three-sided civil war may erupt involving the rebels, a joint Arab force, and Al-Qaeda affiliates. This is USA Radio News.